The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You realize that your thinking has been so disoriented and so confused.
Next, Jim Hilton challenges us to kingdom living and expands our vision to experience exciting new spiritual possibilities.
So how did we ever change the script and start saying, Lord, send revival. We beg you for revival. We want to talk you into revival. You probably don't realize the mess we're in.
The Supernatural Skyline, next.
Joining us on Life Today, I'm Betty, and this is James.
Well, we do welcome you to the program. You know, occasionally you cross paths with someone that just impacts your life, and it has a transforming effect, just a brief encounter, and our guest has had that impact on my life. And I want to tell you this, that you will find that if you'll listen, you're going to sense that something happens during the course of this program as though you found out how incredibly important you are from God's point of view, and you have not been overlooked. My friend that I'm going to introduce you to in a few moments, but I want to set some things up, has written a book called The Supernatural Skyline, and it's When Heaven Touches Earth. Well, you know, Betty, the Lord has really shown you something that we shared with our viewers recently, and that is that you've noticed I'm on a treasure hunt. And God's invited us to be on a treasure hunt, but most people are what?
Most of us have been there. I know I have. We've been on scavenger hunts where we're looking for a clue here and looking for a clue there. But if we'll just look to Him, the treasure hunt is right there, the journey He wants to take us on.
And we'll find that treasure.
We'll find it.
And I'm telling you, God is inviting you. Now, this is something He showed me recently when I was praying, that He was anxious to put His arms around the world, and because He sees the desire that He put in my heart to bring the parts of His family, the parts of His body, the community of faith, the community of believers, those who really know God through Jesus Christ, a personal relationship with a Father revealed in the Son to us and now to live in us when we invite Him in, and He sent another of the same kind, the Holy Spirit, to live in us. And He says He will enable us to be expressions of His kingdom life and power and the love of the Father. Now, this is what God wills for us. Recently, because we're trying to help people understand it's for everybody. He didn't overlook anybody. This is for you. God did not overlook you. He is thinking about you. And just the other day, I was riding down in South Texas in the country in a pickup truck with our little dachshund sitting in my lap. Now, she's a little black dachshund. She's really cute. And as I was holding her like this, I said, Princess, I know you probably don't understand, but you just don't know how much I just love holding you like this. And I just love to see you looking around because you're just so glad to be going with me. Just wherever I go, you just want to be there. You want to be in my arms, right up against my chest. And you just look so happy. But I want you to know, little dog, you have no idea how much joy you give me just right here in my arms. And I'm telling you, God shouted into my spirit, kingdom, son, that's kingdom. You get in my arms, you get right up against my heart, and you get excited about going wherever I want to take you, and that's kingdom life. Well, now, let me tell you something. That is the life God is inviting you into. Everyone in this studio, everyone all over the world, I do not care where you are, He is inviting you to get right in His arms and get excited about the journey that He's going to carry you on. I want you to welcome the one who wrote this book and a man who's impacted my life and Betty's and many others as a pastor, a teacher, a communicator. Welcome Jim Hilton to Life Today. Jim, I'm glad to see you.
Thank you. It's really a joy and an honor to be here. And let me say, having been part of your lives from years past, one of the exciting things is to see the two of you at this stage in your life. You know, it is said that a man's spiritual life can be in part measured by his wife's countenance. If you see the glory of God on a man's wife and her countenance, you know he has a walk with God.
So when I met the two of you recently and I saw the glory of God, I realized that the glory that was in Betty reflecting was also a reflection of where you are in the Lord and what you're doing. And so it's really an honor. And then I've watched the two of you as you've demonstrated what it is to be a team and to be part of pressing into the heart of God and letting His heart have expression through you. Not everybody can wear the countenance of God in their own countenance. And the two of you have a way of letting what you feel, what you know to be the heart of God, be released so others can see. So I want to say for all of us who have been blessed by you that it's such a joy and it's really an honor of mine to be here with you. I love you both very much.
Jim, I love you. You pastor Skyline Church in downtown Fort Worth. I think you meet it at one of the theaters that there now. And you're doing an inner city ministry. I mean, you pastored the church that started the Christian school out at Lake Country that our son graduated from and our daughter attended. And until
I saw Randy just this evening.
Yeah,
he looks great. Yeah.
Four beautiful children that love God, and you made a wonderful deposit there. But you also pastored in Oklahoma City. I know that you crossed paths and had an influence on Craig Groeschel of Life TV Church. It is just absolutely a fabulous. He's one of the greatest. They're one of the greatest couples, the Groeschels, I've ever met, and you impacted them. But here's what I want to say to all of you watching it about our relationship and as it relates to you. Jim Hilton was a person that years ago, about 30 years ago, when I experienced an incredible deliverance in my own life, he was the one that God used to open the door for what God wanted to do in my life. And the first thing that happened was Jim was teaching on the power of God to heal people of physical disease and infirmity, and simply said something from Romans about the power. He was referencing a passage in Romans, and he said this very clearly. I'm sitting out in the audience. I'd actually flown all the way to Alabama because I heard the presence of the Lord was there in Dothan. It's a special city, and I love the state of Alabama. I can't find anybody I don't love, all right? But the people in Alabama were so receptive to the Word, and God had settled there, and I went to just to sit in that presence. And Jim said, the power that raised Jesus from the grave lives in you. The power that raised His dead body from the grave lives in you. And many of you are content to live defeated and diseased and downtrodden, and you don't have to, well, bang. That power suddenly, it just manifested in me. And I was healed instantly of chronic ailments and disease. It was an amazing thing. And Jim, that opened the door for God to do a great work, supernatural deliverance. But now here's where I want to bring all of our viewers and everybody here up to something happened. Recently, we were invited to a local community to visit a couple that were our neighbors for years. When we first moved to the Metroplex, we actually stayed in their home. And that's where God showed us He wanted us here.
Right.
And they really made a great deposit. I'm talking about Gerald and Diane James. Jim, you and I met as Betty and I were leaving that gathering and you were coming in. And you said something to me that just in a way turned my world even more right side up. You said, you know, it's occurred to me that we are asking for revival all the time. That's kind of like asking for a bailout. You said, that's not really what we need. We need the presence of God, the kingdom of God in us now on earth. Well, I had been saying to church leaders, I had met with leaders who impact 25 million people every week. I'd had them together in prayer and I kept saying, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus wouldn't have said, pray it if it can't be. Jesus wouldn't have said, it's important to pray it. He wouldn't have said, pray you be one, as I'm one with the Father and that you'll be perfected in unity and love. It's got to be important. And it occurred to me when you said that, that thy will be done on earth was preceded by a phrase that really makes possible, and it has to be, or thy will being done on earth will not happen. Thy kingdom come.
Exactly.
And somehow you had been captivated by the necessity of the kingdom being revealed in every individual. God's kingdom. This is not some power play. This is the release of power that affects every base of power on this planet. Every base. This is God's presence in you. Don't look at yourself as unimportant. Jim, what in the world happened to you for this suddenly to become so important to you. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced the whole church in the whole earth must come to understand the imperative of this.
Well, it's interesting, you know, that moment that you related to early when we were in Dothan, and the presence of the Lord came to envelop a city, which is normal. That's what the Lord has in mind for every city of the world, for every part of the world. And so we were in His presence, but we had been taught to call that revival. So in a time when the Lord had my attention big time, in which my face was down 14 days and nights because I developed a macular hole in my left eye, and asked the Lord for healing, and He gave me that healing, but He did it in the context of surgery. And so the therapy was to remain face down 14 days and nights. And so during that time, I had lots of time to pray, lots of time to think. And so one of the questions that arose in my mind, where in the New Testament do we hear a call to pray for revival? And where did Jesus ever advocate, we need a big revival to fix this problem we've got? And I realized it's simply not there. The emphasis has never been upon you need a revival. That's a term out of the Old Covenant. And Jesus came to start over and bring us a brand new covenant with better promises, a better covenant, better promises, a whole new order. So I started thinking through that and realized He asked us to pray what you just said you prayed with this group of leaders, Your kingdom come. So how did we ever change the script and start saying, Lord, send revival. We beg you for revival. We want to talk you into revival. You probably don't realize the mess we're in. If you did, if you really understood the problems we got, you'd get interested. And we go through all of these gyrations trying to get His attention, and He's already told us He wants the kingdom to come. In fact, Luke 12:32, which I probably signed in your book that I gave you that day, is, "Fear not, little flock, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So you don't have to talk Him into it. He's ready. It's ready. Everything is done. And so He's wanting to come and bring His life, His power, His authority, His ability to make things work the way they were designed to work, including our bodies, including our thinking. You've had such a contribution in using Caroline Leaf to teach people how to think right. Well, the kingdom brings order to every process in our life. The way we think, the way we eat, the way our bodies function, the way we relate to people, how we honor one another, give people the value that God gave them. And it's like entering into a dimension that already existed, and you walk into this magnificent reality of the kingdom, and you see what is already there. Because sight does not create anything. It only records what already exists. And the kingdom already exists. God has this all fixed and ready. And so when we enter in by being born again, we enter the kingdom. That's the new birth and the entering in to the spiritual dimension, the invisible dimension. And once we enter in, then there we are, and we get sight. Sight to see what is there, which is what Jesus said, except you be born again, you cannot see. And it's sight that is the greatest contribution He can supply to us and the greatest endowment that He can grant to us. We see. And when we see, we can't ever be the same. And when you see something as wonderful as this, you can't keep from repenting. You realize that your thinking has been so disoriented and so confused that you think, I want to think right. Mm-hmm.
I want to understand how all this works and what he had in mind and the part that I play, because here's the exciting thing that you just said earlier. Everybody counts. Everybody is important. There isn't one person that God can't take and use so supernaturally that there is no way to estimate the value of their contribution to what he's doing.
When you hear Jim talking about the kingdom, and then you've watched my response in the past weeks and the excitement, what goes on in the... You always reference yourself as mom and homemaker, and that's where my comfort lives. When you hear this, what do you hear?
Well, it's exciting to me because I now know that kingdom living isn't just for that minister or for that person that's been called to be leader of a flock of Christians, but it's the person, the wife, the mother, the homemaker, the one that goes from day to day about her chores, and it's for me. And it's not a place I'm trying to find, but it's a relationship with him. It's a daily walk with him. It's a journey, letting Jesus lead in that journey. And that's possible for all of us if we put him first in our lives. It's not a place it's not an arrival of somewhere. It's a journey with him as our guide, as our Lord and our Savior and our comforter. He's the one that brings all joy, all peace, all comfort. And he's the one that can give us an overcoming life. We don't have to just sit and wait and endure and hang in there until he comes to get us. But we can live an overcoming life, and that's what kingdom living is.
Indeed it is.
And you know what I hear when I listen to Betty just sharing her heart? It's so typical with where so many of you may be and just wondering how I fit. I hear her saying all of this, and I really hear God saying through her to each one who has ears to hear, who will just listen, that God wants you in this, and that this river, and those of you who've accepted him, to let this kingdom be established where it's his rule. He's ruling and reigning in us. He is king. You know, he's not co-king. I mean, we're joint heirs, but not joint kings. He's king. He's Lord. He's master. And when we really submit our life to him and we become the garden of God, it spills out on others. It really does release a river of life. And it's a release of love that is beyond our ability to even adequately describe, but we can release it. And this is what God wants for all of you. Jim is going to be here with us this week. We're going to be talking about the book, The Supernatural Skyline. And I'm going to be referencing definite points in this. And listen to what Jack Taylor, who's one of the great men of God in the church today. He had for many years been Southern Baptist leading author. I don't know, Beth Moore may have taken that place, but he was for so many years, and he really impacted in the area of fullness and walking in the Spirit. Too many revivals have been similar to a fever followed by a chill, an event that for a while was vital and undeniable, but too soon lost or dimmed. He says, the kingdom of God is everything, not a part of something else. It fits nothing, but everything of value fits into it. Everything of value takes on a new meaning and durability within the context of the kingdom of God. The kingdom is forever. A revival is for a season. Do y'all appreciate what God has shared with Jim that he's passed it on? And it just has, to me, Jim, it's really a clear revelation of who he is and who he desires to be, not only to us, but to be revealed through us. And we're going to be sharing this. I'm going to tell you, everything we're going to share for many, many weeks is going to be under the umbrella of really the basics of life fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. That is the reason you're on planet Earth. That's the only reason you're still here. We're not looking for a great escape. He is coming back, but he is coming for a people, for a church, for a bride that is adorned in his glory, a fit bride. He's coming for people who are dressed up in him, mm-hmm. who've come together, brought together by the power of God. We're going to be a part of that, and it's exciting. And Betty, one of the things that I try to impress upon every viewer, and I really believe some of you really do get it, if you want life to be expressed in you and experienced fully, begin to release it. In other words, get outside your world and begin to look through the eyes of Jesus. And when you see a need, you see something you can do, that you can do the will of God, you can have a part expressing the heart of God, you're going to allow God to express His heart through you freely. I want to show you as great a need as you'll ever see. Precious children being preyed upon because of people trapped in bondage. And these precious little children can be rescued by love, God's love through you. I want you to watch this closely.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word.
There's kids on the street. Bad people come to this country because they know that.
Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
They'll kidnap a child and they'll bring him down to the city, and it's dark and dingy and filthy. They're screaming for home, they're screaming for their mom and dad, and they won't comply, so they'll torture them.
And if that mockingbird won't sing.
You know, if I hadn't heard the story about a precious little two-year-old who had been trafficked from the age of one, I would never believe how vulnerable they are to traffickers. They are in danger.
An innocent child being abused, being raped 10 times a day, every single day. What that does to a child's view of themselves, of their self-worth, to their bodies.
Some man trying to coax a little girl into becoming his toy. I don't even think that I have, apart from God just supernaturally moving, I don't think I have the ability to communicate the desperate need to rescue these little children. I'm so broken that anyone's that trapped. My heart goes out to those who are trapped. But those who are exploited, little children are literally bought by those in the sex trade industry, from families that are poor, and they're telling them they're going to take those children to school in town, and they're going to educate them and help them. They put them into this incredible sex traffic trade and bondage. We have built a life center in Thailand, which is the capital of this incredible, despicable practice. It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen. It was paid for by somebody like you. It's staffed by people, many instances, left everything of comfort to be a comforter. And we enable them to rescue lives, thousands of them. The cost to rescue a child is $128. We're asking you to help us rescue thousands of little children in different areas of Asia, which we will not be able to mention those names in areas, or perhaps to jeopardize the safety of the workers. But we're asking you to help us by right now reaching out and touching someone with love by dialing that number. Take your bank card and use it like a check. That's how you use them. Or you can go online, lifetoday.org. If you write a check, make it to Life. Address the envelope. But would you help us rescue one of these children? $1,280, we can rescue 10. It is the most supernatural outpouring of love to literally rescue a helpless child and put them in the most indescribable, blessed life because they're surrounded by the love of God. But you are the enablers. See, those in the sex trade and those that put people into this addictive bondage, they're enabling that activity and taking people captive. You're going to set captives free. That's what Jesus does. That's what the King in us does. He sets captives free. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to live in freedom, you start living to see other people set free. And this is something you can do. This is not wishful thinking. This is not trying to find a cure. We've got the cure, and it's love expressed through hands and hearts like yours and through those precious workers, and yes, in the facilities that love, God's love through people like you has built. We have some beautiful gifts to bless you while you give these precious children the great gift of a chance at life. Thank you for going to the phone. Please don't be distracted. If you get busy, you call until you get through. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your help.
human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out, and we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture that demonstrates God's fatherly love for us as His children. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
We are sending the butterfly effect, which you talk about the significance of one. Yes, a butterfly, scientific fact, can start a hurricane. It's the movement of the wings. Incredible what you can do. Also, if you respond today, just help us rescue these children, any gift, the supernatural skyline. I wish I could show you how I have marked up this book. It has literally leaped off the pages and lodged in my heart. It is wonderful. I told you, Jim, you weren't smart enough to write this book. I said that over and over. God really helped you, and it's wonderful. So you help us. This is going to bless you. Would you join us in thanks to Jim for being here? Jim will be with us some more this week. I really do thank you, Jim. Thank you all for watching Life Today, and I promise you this will be a blessing. Thanks for your help.
Tomorrow, church leader Jim Hilton offers insight into kingdom living.
We have substituted this relationship with God and Him holding us.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.